We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I was a little distracted. Got a little furry friend here in the studio. We also have some guests from Manhattan Parks and Recreation joining us here, including Bryce Kolk, the new Animal Services Director. Welcome in.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. I'm going to push your microphone just a little bit closer to you there.
There we go.
Eddie Eastus is also here. He's the Director of Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Always exciting to be here.
Yeah.
And excited to have Bryce here with us today. He's been with the department here for more than a few weeks now, but didn't want to just throw him out there on the radio land until he had a little bit more experience, a little more time here with us. But excited that he's here and want to get him introduced to the community.
And Dave Lewis has jumped in studio here with us on this side of the glass because there's a little kitten in here.
It's been a long time since we've had live animals in here. I don't know, can you hear the purring?
Oh, yeah. Sure can.
Oh, hi, Bryce. Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you.
Well, so, we're happy to have the radio station adopt out a cat. So.
Well, this one may go home today.
Yeah.
Hi. So that is...
He's happy.
That's Luca. He came to us November 9th, and he was covered in ringworm, and so we...
Really?
...put him into isolation and treated him, and now he's fully vetted and ready to go home.
And he likes to bite fingers.
Yeah, he's ornery.
How'd you come up with Luca?
The staff. The staff just picks random names for
That's
him.
That's like one of the most popular names for... In fact, I have a new top 10 list that I didn't get on the air today about the most popular names for dogs and cats of 2021.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to look that up.
Very nice.
Yeah, we need that list.
Luca's in there. Luca's in there.
Yeah, apply it to different animals as they come in.
Well, I know it's not often you get... The little ones in there for adoption, they're really popular.
Yeah, especially this time of year. We don't see too many kittens. And
see, I 2 weeks ago, I had to put down my black lab, and I've got a cat at home, and she's kind of lonely.
Well, there we go.
So you may have just delivered. That's a pretty good way to start out your career at the shelter, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be awesome. So
Bryce can... certainly share some numbers as well, because we are kind of at all-time lows with animals at the facility right now, which is good and bad. It relaxes some efforts and staff time, but with not as many animals to adopt out. But that's good to know that people are being responsible to keep their animals close to home, and we don't have stray animals and building up animals at the shelter.
Right, yeah, and we've also implemented, like enrichment programs now for the dogs and the cats to kind of ease their time when they're with us. So instead of being stressed out, they have enrichment toys and they,
happy animals.
Get to be happier, yeah. So staff has just done phenomenal with that. When I started, we had over probably two dozen dogs and... couple dozen cats, and right now we have about a dozen cats and five dogs.
Yeah.
That's what we have in the shelter, and our length of stay for the animals were over 30 days, so the animals were spending over 30 days or more waiting to find a home, and right now we're looking at handfuls. So it's just phenomenal, the work from the staff and then the community, coming together and finding these animals homes. So.
Well, Bryce, you've been here just a little while. You started in October, correct?
Yes.
All right. And if I remember right, you came over here from Nebraska.
Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Aside from the shelter, I do a lot of kayaking, hiking. I have my own personal zoo, I call it. I have, six dogs, two cats, and reptiles, so they keep me busy. One I adopted from T. Russell Wright's about a week after I started. I told myself I'm not going to come into this new position and, immediately adopt. And I just couldn't help it. This Aussie puppy came in and I took her home to foster and I brought her back, to find a home. And for whatever reason, there were three homes that just didn't work out. And I was like, this is a sign. I'm keeping this puppy. So I have a new adoptee for the end of the year as well. But... I enjoy shelter life. I enjoy animal welfare, implementing programs and doing what I can to make the best of the animals' lives better while they're in facilities. So,
Yeah. Well, it's important work, and, you know, we have a pretty good shelter here in Manhattan, and it does good work in our community. We've seen that on numerous occasions, and I know that, you know, we had the vet med on here before you guys came on. I know that's always a good relationship to have with K-State as well.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with K-State, and, you know, we appreciate everything they do for us, you know, from our vet programs to just giving us knowledge and training to help us better ourselves and the animals in our community.
Let's talk about some new programs that you guys will be bringing on here to improve animal fostering, enrichment, and volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had a volunteer program started, but that we've been revamping to try and get volunteers into the shelter. And it seems to be a growing list. We can never have enough volunteers. You know, if we have volunteers that know how to use office stuff and computers, inputting information or helping with adoptions down to cleaning kennels, you know, we could use them all over the shelter. Our foster program, we just started our foster program. So we're trying to utilize the community for animals that may be a little shy or, I mean, even happy animals that are fine in the shelter that we just want to get out into a home for a little bit to see how they do in a home so that we can find them, you know, the best situation. So,
as far as animal fostering, what all would that entail if somebody is interested in doing something like that?
Oh, well, we have a foster application where we go through and kind of see what's going on in their home and kind of see what's going on with the animals in the shelter and what animals would fit into their home to foster. The shelter provides all the vetting, food, you know, a crate if needed, all the supplies while they're being fostered. If the adopter chooses to foster, you know, they would get first pick if they were, you know, approved to adopt. But then again, you know, if it didn't work out and it wasn't the right fit, then, you know, they could either come back to the shelter and give us knowledge of how that animal is in home to find it a better home or move right from a foster to an adopter.
Okay. It just seems like a wonderful opportunity for any animal lover
right
out there, for real. And of course, volunteers always need it. I imagine probably we get to this time of year when kids go home from K-State and it's winter break. I imagine their volunteer numbers probably slide a little bit here.
Yeah, a little bit this time of year.
Okay. So there's always opportunities out there. And you got a great team of animal control officers. I've gotten to know Brandon over the last few months, Brandon Sokol out there. And, boy, you talk about some good work here in the community. That they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're all three are exceptional animal control officers. And actually, since you mentioned it, tomorrow they start animal control training. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you know, they'll be behind closed doors working on getting certification. So to be more professional and be able to service our community and the animals even better than what they do.
All right. And that's important stuff there.
Well, I might just throw out also, you know, Bryce does bring great, you know, animal shelter experience, but he was also animal control officer for several years. So, you know, kind of a double benefit to the city that Bryce, not just with his animal shelter experience, the work he's doing out at the animal shelter, but extensive experience with animal control, which people don't always realize, you know, our shelter, we respond to Riley County Police Department. Our animal control officers are on duty, you know, 7 days a week, as well as they're on call off hours and provide a great service, you know, to the community.
Yeah, and I imagine, you know, the idea here is when you're out there on a call here, you want to get the animal back to wherever they're supposed to be, right?
Right. Yeah, we don't want, our last resort is bringing them back to the facility. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our animal controls have tablets with, you know, data so that they can look up an animal if it has a rabies tag or a city's tag on it or a microchip. They'll scan those things in the field and try to figure out where they go to get them home.
Microchipping, we've talked about a little bit here, but haven't talked about in a while. That is probably something, if you haven't done it already, not a bad idea to think about it here for the new year.
Right, yeah, and if anybody needs to microchip their animal, we do that for the public for just $10. So it's a permanent ID that somebody could have implanted in their animal to get them home for $10.
Okay, not a bad investment there. Again, we're talking with Bryce Kalk, the new Animal Services Director, and Eddie Eastis, Director of Parks and Rec. And Dave, I think we're going to take a break here. We'll come back with some more talking about the animal shelter and Parks and Rec and much more here straight ahead on K-Man.